This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer III coming to you from cold, frigid Kansas City, Missouri on this Tuesday morning, February 18th, 2025. Purple Project Podcast, football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, and so much more. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for warming up with us for a little, for a few minutes here on the podcast, or try to anyways here. Gotta get out of the stretch here. I am sick of this crap. Sick of this, well, I'm talking about the weather here, and here as it is cold. Next 3 days, not gonna be fun. Gotta try to get to Friday. Gotta get to the weekend, man. Gotta get to the weekend, continue to grind it out, and do all that fun stuff. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post an episode of this podcast, if you hit the alarm bell, y'all, you guys will be first to be notified of that. Speaking of grinding, the K-State men's basketball team just recorded that. Speaking of grinding, the K-State men's golf team continue to grind at the Prestige here as I believe they're going to be getting going here pretty soon as we get ready for them for their, I believe their next rounds, or I should say their final rounds, out there in La Quinta, California. Oh, that sounds pretty nice right now. Case, but we're going to start on the individual side because Kobe Volachek recorded his career low round of 66 yesterday and currently tied for first place at the Prestige. How about that? Greg Norman Golf Course, PGA West. Volachek, how about this? Currently, as we're recording this just before 8 o'clock. So I know they're going to be getting going here in a couple hours. This is Central Time. Volachek is one of three players right now in the 120-man field who shot 5-under in his first 18 holes. His teammate, Nicholas Mason, is tied. He's inside the top 15 currently, 14th place. He was 2-under yesterday. Of the Wildcats as a team, if you're wondering about that, tied for 10th right now, as it looks like it's really bunched up with K-State and several others in that leaderboard right now. K-State's one shot behind a three-way tie for 7th right now, two shots back of a three-way tie for 4th. So, really, Grant Robbins talked about finishing strong on the previous, while the team was in, I believe it was Puerto Rico, or was that somebody else? I think that was women's golf team. But anyways, in the last invitational, Grant Roberts, the head coach of this men's golf team, talked about, you know, taking advantage. Really, Stu Burke, I'll throw him in there as well, because he said the same thing. Stu Burke, Grant Robbins, head coach of the men's golf team, almost said basketball again. And I've been doing a lot of basketball lately. And Stu Burke, head coach of the women's golf team, they have talked about finishing. Well, K-State men's golf team right now, looking at this leaderboard, staring at it, they are in a solid position. And this is without the production of Cooper Schultz, or I haven't mentioned him yet. They're in this episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State men's golf currently in a logjam inside the top 11 right now. They look to make a move here today at the Prestige. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, updating a curveball here. Talking men's golf here on this cold, frigid morning. From Grant Robbins, Grant Robbins saying, the head coach, quote, Kobe and Nick both played some really good golf today. And then he continues on to say, quote, they did a great job of keeping the ball in play and taking advantage of the birdie opportunities when they had them. As a team, we are in a good spot. See, there is a lot of golf left, and this is a course where we have to stay patient and keep being disciplined with our game plan. End quote there. Trainer portal. Kobe Volachek came to K-State from Virginia Tech. There, he's tied his career low round as a collegiate golfer that he produced 3 other times there. His recently came at Steelwood Collegiate last year, and when he posted that, he got his first collegiate victory with Virginia Tech last year. Mason, the Shawnee native, Shawnee, Kansas, right here, or very close to Shawnee anyways, recorded his 8th round of the year already in the 60s thanks to 6 birdies. You're going to need that performance today, including 4 over his first 8 holes. So he started out pretty strong for Nicholas Mason. So how about that? Ian McQuarrie, the other senior on this team, 78th place. He is 3 over right now. 1 shot ahead of his teammate, Fionn Dobbin, who is tied for 88th place there. And how about a stunner here for Kansas State Men's Golf here? After a day at the Prestige, Cooper Schultz, way back in the field, pretty much almost dead last. I mentioned the number of 120-man field. Volacek on the top, fighting for the lead right now. Cooper Schultz at the back end, 115th place. I did not expect that. 9 over par 80. Oh, my goodness, man. So right now you have, looks like, Erik Sebelstrom, Holmberg, and Tyler Strong right now are up front. Looks like there as well. So, yeah, so today, obviously, it's day 2 of the Prestige in La Quinta, California there. As well, you want to keep up with that. I have some information there. It looks like you can keep up with it. If you guys are big in the golf scoreboard, it looks like it's about the scoreboard app. Sorry, yeah, I'm not familiar with it, so sorry about the hesitation. But scoreboard powered by Clipod, or what's it spelled out? C-L-I-P-P-D. Clipid. We'll just roll with that here on this show. So that's what I'm staring at right now. So so that's a stunner. 4K same as they're gonna need a little bit better than that, Cooper Schultz, if they are going to get the job done or move up in the standings, really, for that matter. So yeah, that's a huge development story coming out of there, at least. So Kobe Volacek right now battling for the top spot, and wow, Cooper Schultz, you're number one, or you're at least you're number one right there, falling in the back of the field. So they're gonna need a little bit more protection from him if they're gonna move up in the team spot anyway. So that's just a little update from you. For you on the golf side of things there. The Prestige continues for Kansas State here in a little while. I know we're recording this on Central Time, so they'll be getting back at it here in a couple hours. I'm sure of that, because I already know Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. So they're Pacific Time right now. It's almost 6 a.m. Pacific Time, so there is that update as well. So men's golf right now in the thick. Still, and yet, with the Cooper Schultz result, still in the thick of a top 10 spot. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or have a chance to record K-State content. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another K-State episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, make sure you go ahead, hit the like, subscribe button. Every time we upload an episode, we'll be right there to be notified first. And, of course, Podbean app, Greer3Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer3Eddie's Podcast over on Podbean. We have more fresh content for you coming up this week from the two of us as well. This is home of K-State Athletics. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode.